Hi, and welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
And I'm Charlotte.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, and in this podcast, we have honest conversations about sexuality. We offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes of Speaking of Sex by visiting us at pleasuremechanics.com and going to the Ask Us Anything page, or by calling us at 302-IN-TOUCH and leaving a voicemail message. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to have 100% pleasurable anal sex. Charlotte's going to get us started by reading a question submitted by a listener.
Ashley writes, "My boyfriend of 2 years really loves anal sex. I know it is something he really enjoyed with the last girl he was with. I want to be able to do it for him, but I have had past experiences with anal that were awful. It was painful and turned me off completely. But I know he wants it, so I'm willing to try again. What can I do to make it hurt less? Thanks for any help. I don't know who else to ask."
Well, Ashley, you have asked the right people. We, the Pleasure Mechanics, are huge advocates of anal sex done properly. When done with a lot of skill, patience, and compassion, anal sex can be really, really pleasurable for women and never has to hurt. So in this podcast, we're going to share strategies to encourage you to have anal sex for your own pleasure and how to gradually open up and receive full anal penetration.
It's so important that you experiment and explore this kind of sex for you. We totally get that you want to make your boyfriend happy, but it's really important that you explore anal play and anal sex in a way that makes it incredibly pleasurable for you each and every step of the way, so that you're exploring this for you. He will get pleasure from it, but this is about creating more sexual pleasure and sensation for you and your body.
Yeah, there are no martyrs when it comes to pleasure. I think we often have this idea about anal sex that the recipient endures pain to give pleasure to their partner and give them a nice tight hole, and we really want to dissolve that myth. It can't be pleasurable for both of you if you are enduring discomfort and are in pain. So forget about that and rethink your attitude towards anal sex to try to get to a point where you can experience anal pleasure on your own terms. And this has to involve both of you rethinking your attitudes towards anal sex. You know, one of the big disservices the porn industry has done for us is it depicts anal sex in this really aggressive, rough fashion where women are opening up and taking 10, 12-inch penises with no effort at all. And that is just not the reality. The anal sphincters need to be seduced. They need to be gradually open to penetration so it can be 100% pleasurable, 100% pain-free every step of the way. We're really invested in changing the reputation of anal sex from one that's something, you know, a bad girl, nasty thing to do that you kind of endure and it hurts and, you know, the kind of rough and riding reputation of anal sex, and shifted towards a really loving, beautiful, gorgeous sexual act that can be incredibly pleasurable for women. It's really important for women to know that this part of their sexual system can be incredibly arousing and orgasmic, but only when approached properly. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Well, I think a lot of people like the taboo, wouldn't you say, though?
Yeah, that's true. And taboos can be really arousing and really hot. But what's important here is that we don't injure our partners in search of pleasure. Anal sex, when it's done improperly, when you rush penetration and force your way inside, can lead to very serious injuries and can be painful for days or weeks or months. And that means less sex in the future. So that's not really serving anyone. So no matter what attitude you approach anal sex with, the techniques will be the same. You need to seduce the asshole into opening up on its own accord. So let's dive into the anatomy a little bit.
It's really important that we recognize that the anus is part of the sexual system. It is an entirely integrated part of our sexual response system.
That's right. The external anal area and the internal anus have a lot of nerve endings that are hooked up to the same part of your brain as your genitals. It's really designed as part of your sexual system. So a lot of times we think of, you know, our genitals up front and then this kind of black hole in the back. That's not really accurate when it comes to the anatomy. Your entire pelvis, your entire pelvic floor, your genitals, your perineum, and your anus are all highly innervated to be part of your sexual response system. So let's start there and just honor it as part of the female and male sexual system and, you know, recognize that it can be part of your orgasmic response. The other thing we want you to know about anatomy is that the anus has two sphincters. Sphincters are round muscles that open in a radial circular fashion. The external anal sphincter is under your conscious control. So if you're following along with us, you can open and close it, clench it, and release it willingly. The internal anal sphincter is not under your conscious control. It's not something you have control over. What this means, and this is crucial for pleasurable anal sex, is that you need to seduce the anal sphincter into opening up and wanting to be penetrated. A lot of people get in past the first sphincter, come up upon the resistance of the second sphincter, and then force their way inside. This damages the tissues, it causes pain and discomfort, and it's not a good idea. What you need to do is linger on external anal stimulation and linger just inside the first sphincter until the second sphincter opens up and lets you in. And you'll be able to feel this with your finger. There's this really beautiful, precious moment where the second sphincter relaxes and opens and you can slide easily in. You never want to push inside. So that's what you need to know about your anatomy to enjoy its full pleasure potential. Now let's get down to some really awesome techniques so you can experience anal pleasure as part of your arousal and then share that arousal with your boyfriend.
So this is where it's so important to include full body massage and especially butt massage, because to really get the body to fully relax and to allow that second sphincter to just open because the body is feeling so relaxed and enjoying the sensation and pleasure, you need to be relaxed. So start your session with full body massage, focus on massage of the butt cheeks, and then shift to the erotic.
Yeah, it's really essential that you start your lovemaking in an open, relaxed state. And this is where we think that massage is just a beautiful transition between your hectic everyday life and the relaxed, open state of receiving pleasure that you want to be in for lovemaking. So what Charlotte's saying is that if you want to have anal play on the menu, and actually for any lovemaking, but especially important with anal play on the way, start with full body massage, have your boyfriend focus for, you know, it can be 5 or 10 minutes on your butt cheeks, and really start relaxing the pelvis. And then you're going to shift into building up your arousal. Because it's really important that you start with your highly aroused body before you add in anal stimulation.
And when you get to anal stimulation, you want to start with an agreement that you are not going to try any penetration. So your body can relax and know that you're just totally exploring external anal stimulation. This is where a lot of the nerve endings are. There are different nerve endings that focus on pressure on the inside of the anal cavity. So the external anal sphincter is where most of the pleasure receptors are.
Yeah, I think when a lot of women start being touched in the anal area, they automatically contract and brace themselves for penetration. And so if you have an agreement with your boyfriend that you're not going to go inside at all for a while, you can relax and just enjoy the sensations of his stimulation of the external anal area without worrying about his agenda for going to penetrate. This reminds me of a little story. Once I was working with a couple who really wanted to explore anal sex, and we had them make this agreement and spend time just on the external area. And she emerged from this experience totally blissed out and in tears and said, "I've never had someone touch me there without an agenda." And it was just a really beautiful moment that reminds us that, you know, the brain will brace itself for what it thinks is coming. And if you're worried about being penetrated all the time, you won't be able to register all of the pleasure of external stimulation. So just make a deal between the two of you and then try to relax as he adds external anal stimulation to the arousing touch he's giving you already. So this could look a couple different ways. He might be stimulating your clitoris with one hand and touching around the external anal area with his other hand. Or you can be in charge of your clitoral stimulation, so you can get it just as you like it, and he can focus exclusively on touching the anal area. Or you can be in charge of your clitoris. He can have one hand inside your vagina focusing on G-spot stimulation and his other hand on the anal area. And that is a formula that stimulates your entire sexual system at once. You're in charge of your clitoris, so you can build up arousal as you wish. And he can just focus on lavishing your G-spot area and your anal area with really delicious stimulation.
Especially when pleasure to the anal area is new, it's so important to pair it with erotic stimulation because the body is often numb in places that hasn't been woken up yet. So as you begin to train your brain and body to know anal stimulation as erotic sensation, it is so important to stay highly aroused while he begins to incorporate anal stimulation.
Absolutely. And this is where you definitely want to pick up our resources about anal stimulation, because a lot of people don't really know what to do in this area. And there's so many nerve endings and there's so many creative ways of using your fingers to stimulate the external anal area, but a lot of people find themselves at a loss. This is why we created an entire video guide dedicated to anal stimulation with your fingers. You'll learn stroke by stroke how to warm up the area, bring highly arousing sensations to the external anal sphincter, and then slowly work your way into penetration with one or two fingers of the sphincters. You know, a lot of women love anal penetration, but in a small way. So definitely try external anal stimulation for 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 sessions with your boyfriend until it's a highly erotic area from you and you're having awesome orgasms by combining clitoral stimulation, maybe G-spot stimulation, and the anal play. Once you're having orgasms that incorporate a lot of that anal sensation, your body will be really ready to maybe explore internal penetration. And here's how you take that next step.
Once you've made the agreement that you're now ready to begin adding some penetration in, you want to begin by adding just the tip of one finger, just the tiniest tip. Because the area is so sensitive, something that seems so small can feel so large. As you're beginning to explore, just really begin using the tiniest tip of a finger, not even getting up to the first knuckle necessarily, and just moving so incredibly slowly, exploring in circles and in and out, and play with the sensations of penetration in a really unintimidating but explorative, pleasurable way.
Yeah, and this is going to take a lot of presence and patience from your boyfriend, which are hallmarks, by the way, of a fantastic lover. As he has his just the one tip of his finger inside your anal sphincter, he'll start feeling you open up to his touch. And this is the way that you get from external anal stimulation to the full anal sex with his penis, is by slowly, gradually inviting your body to open up to penetration. And so for the first 1 or 2 or 3 times that you play with penetration, he may have just the tip of his finger inside, but maybe your body will open up and start desiring bigger internal penetration. And that's when he can slip more of his finger inside, maybe then go to 2 fingers. And from there, it'll be a much easier transition to having anal sex with his penis. But we do want to remind you that every single time you incorporate anal stimulation into your sex play, you have to start from the beginning. So you can't just go from kissing to anal fucking. You need to seduce the area, build up arousal slowly, start introducing external anal stimulation, then put one or two fingers inside, and then get to the penis. And so this rhythm, this play, this seduction will just have to seamlessly become part of your sexual play together. And this is why, you know, anal sex needs some preparation. You want to think about hygiene and getting cleaned out, and we cover all of that on our website. There are extensive guides to preparation for anal play, but it's not something that can really be the spontaneous quickie type of sex, which can make it even more delicious. If you know it's on the menu for your date night this weekend, then you can anticipate it, you can get yourself in the right mindset, and you can take the time to do it right and have it be a completely pleasurable experience, because your body deserves that. The anus is a really sensitive, sacred, beautiful part of our body. We denigrate it all the time by calling people assholes and, you know, shitheads, and, you know, we think of it as this like dump, toxic waste site of our body, but it's not. It's a beautiful part of our sexual system. It's an essential part of our digestive system. Without it, we die. And we need to start respecting the asshole. We need to get to the point culturally where we think of it as a beautiful part of our body that deserves the same respect as our genitals, as our lips, as the rest of your beautiful, sacred body. I get a little evangelical about this because I think it's time we get over our juvenile attitudes towards anal sex that end up hurting people. When we think of it as this dirty, nasty thing, then we disrespect it and we injure our lovers. And no one, I hope, that is listening to this podcast has the agenda of hurting their lover. We want to bring them pleasure. We want to bring them orgasms. We want to make them feel like a vessel of fabulous erotic pleasure. And to do that, you need to go slow with the anus and approach it with a shit ton of respect.
Amen. It's so bizarre how we think that the rest of our body is valuable and this one area is problematic, dirty, unsafe, the whole thing. It's like, no, all of our body, every single square inch of our body is precious and important. And start noticing your language, how often you call someone an asshole and mean it as like an absolute insult. It's like, how is your poor little asshole gonna feel about that? We need to start caring about all of our body and including it as part of our important selves.
Absolutely. One of my dear, dear teachers and mentors, Chester Maynard, who has since passed away, used to say that you cannot be holy if you do not love all your holes. And I always carry that with me and try to educate people about getting to the point where they are in love with their entire bodies, including their anuses. And the interesting thing is there's a lot of myths about anal sex, and they include things like you're going to become a gaper and have this wide open anal sphincter, or you're going to lose control of your bowels, or you're going to shit the bed. And the truth of it is when you start embracing anal pleasure as part of your sex life, you actually get to a point where you have a much healthier relationship with your digestive system. And you start thinking about things like eating enough fiber and having regular bowel movements so you can be cleaned out and ready for anal penetration. And another key here is that through the relaxation and the toning that come from doing anal play properly, you actually have a much healthier anus. You can reduce your risk of hemorrhoids, you can have much more muscle tone in the area, and you'll have a much healthier, stronger asshole to walk around the world with. And so anal sex is not dangerous when done properly. It doesn't have to be painful at all. And we're really sick and tired of people spreading the myths that you're going to lose control of your bowels if you indulge in anal pleasure. This comes from a culture that disrespects sex, that disrespects the sexual system, and that spreads fear about anal sex. This is part of fear of homophobia, it's part of fear of AIDS, and it's part of fear of pleasure. Your anus is part of your sexual system. It belongs to you, and it is part of your potential to experience erotic pleasure. So embrace it. That might just mean doing external anal play. You might want to stop there. A lot of women love that as part of their sex life, but don't have much interest in penetration, and that's okay. What we want you to know and to feel is that this area is part of your body, it deserves respect, it never has to hurt in search of pleasure, and that if you approach it with the strategies we lay out in this podcast, in our ebook, and our video guide about the subject, you can have a 100% pleasurable experience with anal sex. So I know that I just went on a bit of a sermon there about anal pleasure. I feel quite passionate about it. And if you experiment with these techniques and have any questions whatsoever about anal sex, anal play, or any other part of the sexual system, please get in touch. You can ask us anything. We always respond with personalized sex advice, either through email or through a podcast or a YouTube video. You can get in touch with us at pleasuremechanics.com. There's an Ask Us Anything page right at the top of every page. And you can ask us anything related to do with sexuality, and we will be in touch and give you our best advice and guidance so you can experience maximum sexual pleasure. That is our commitment to you.
And as a listener to our Speaking of Sex podcast, we want to offer you 20% off any of our download to own video guides. Just enter Speaking of Sex, all one word, on the second page of checkout for your 20% off discount. You can also subscribe to our free weekly newsletter for weekly sex advice, exclusive giveaways, and more at pleasuremechanics.com. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Love thy asshole. Cheers.